Welcome to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Each week on this program, Jeff and his guests share their expertise, personal anecdotes, and the latest industry news to keep you in the loop. Now, to provide you with insight and help you navigate the constantly changing world of real estate lending, here is your host for The Mortgage Voice, Jeff Barton.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jeff Barton, and you are listening to the voice, your voice in the mortgage industry. I'm Jeff Barton, as I said, and we're here every week. I really appreciate you tuning in. Very excited about the show today. We have a lot of pretty good guests on the show. Well, not pretty good. They're actually really good. I mean, we have Ken Kessler, who's going to come in and talk about what it's like to have title insurance. What is title insurance and why title insurance insures your property against loss? Also, we have Rex Dungan, who's going to talk about appraisals. Everybody wants to know, what is my property worth? Well, I'll tell you what it's worth, and actually I won't, but Rex will. Talk about a little bit about the process, about how it works to be able to get your property the highest valuations, what you can do to get your property the highest valuations, and how that affects both your mortgages, your interest rates, your the equity that you have in your home. And obviously, if you're trying to sell the property, everybody wants to know how much money they can get out of the property once they sell it. We're going to introduce a new section into the show today. Very excited about it. It's the Realtor of the Week. We wanted to start to interview and get people who are in the marketplace, in the local marketplaces, both in the San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose areas, get them on the show and really pick their brains as to where they see the market going, how they see the market going, and what you can do to influence the price that you want to sell your house. Andrew Herrera II, congratulations. You are our Realtor of the Week. Yay! Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Andrew has a lot of listings. We are currently looking at his Real Estate Times advertisements. He has no idea that we're doing this on the radio show, so you can give him a call. He's probably a great guy, and I'm sure that his 415-664-9175, extension 777 number, will yield him just a tremendous response. So congratulations, Andrew, and we're going to have Andrew on the show. Like I say, we're going to call him up. We're going to ask him to come on the show and talk about real estate, talk about the needs of the realtor, talk about the needs of the homeowner, and talk about the tight inventory. Boy, is it tight. Everywhere we go, both in San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland, we are talking about an extremely tight market. So I'm pretty excited about this section of the show, pretty excited about getting those type of people on the show to be able to express to the audience who's listening here today their expertise and what they expect, experience, and what they look forward to in the marketplace. Excuse me. Okay, let's talk about for a second about the interest rates, where it's headed. I don't know if anyone's caught the market and what's happening both in the local, national, in the bond buying and selling. We're seeing rates tick up a little bit, and I'm sure that's going to make everyone a bit nervous since what we've got is a very tight inventory, which makes prices go up, and now the cost of the loans are going to be going up. Why is that true? Why is it happening? Well, why now? You can point to events around the world. You can point to the Middle East. You can point to the region in the Soviet Union or the former Soviet Union, now Russia, of course, where the conflicts are happening, what this does to pricing, why money is moving from spots around the world back to mortgage-backed securities in the U.S., what this does to the bond market, how it affects your interest rate, and what you can do about it. I would say, generally speaking, we are still in extremely low interest rates. We've gotten so used to interest rates below 5%. We can still get interest rates between 4 and 5% without a problem. And of course, you can always buy down your interest rate. And you can call us. Call us right now at 888-713-2929. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry, working for Malibu Funding, Inc. My NMLS number is 79687. And we'd love to talk to you. Love to talk to you now. Make sure you give us a call so that we can help you in all your financial decisions. And obviously, what we're trying to do here today is educate, educate, educate. Let people know that things are happening in the marketplace that you do have control over, as opposed to just responding to everything out there. One, you have control as to when and who you do business with. Two, you have the ability to be able to say yes or no on the loans. Three, you have the ability to take a look at the marketplace, plan your future accordingly. We'll have some guests coming up in upcoming shows to talk more about that, to talk more about your retirement, talk more about what you're trying to do with your paychecks weekly and every month in order to prepare for the long term. Whether it's equity in your house, whether it's a 401 or some other retirement benefits. But all of this leads to our main topic for today, which in my opinion is a tremendous topic, one that we haven't talked about in a long time. It's refinance. Now, why haven't we talked about refinance? What happens is the economy gets going. People in metropolitan areas are doing actually quite a bit better than people in the rural areas in both the local and in the national. If you get outside of the Bay Area and you go to Northern California, even further east into Nevada, into Washington and Oregon, what you're going to find is in the rural areas, the economy's not doing as well as it should be doing. And what we find is that there is 30% of homeowners in the rural areas whose properties are still underwater. So what are these people going to do, and how are they going to react to interest rates going up, and what are we going to do about it? Well, refinance is still a prime option for people to be able to solve critical needs in their life. What do I mean by that? Let's say that 3-4 years ago, you were able to hold on to your job and hold on to your house, but your property went from a $300,000 property to $150,000 property, and the dire predictions of having your property take 20 years before you were able to refi out of a mortgage interest rate that was probably 6-7% at the time to historic lows, which they got down to under 3%. Well, they're still pretty low now. They're between 4-5%, depending on you, depending on your income, depending on what we can do for you. And again, make sure you give us a call right now at 888-713-2929 to discuss your ability to be able to get out of a high interest rate into a lower interest rate, be able to save you some money so that you can then begin to see the equity in your house grow and your payments lessen. That's really what it's all about. So a couple of subscribe to an industry magazine called Scotsman Guide. You can go online right now and look at it, scotsmanguide.com. And what this does is it lays out for you industry trends, mortgage interest rates for a number of different lenders. And again, Malibu Funding is a lender as well as a broker. So we have a lot of different ways that we can help you. We can help you both as a lender by keeping your costs low and keeping your interest rate as low as possible. But we don't have every program. So the beauty of what we have is a hybrid. We can go back into the marketplace where with 40 different lenders and be able to help you decide which program we can't offer as a lender, but our 40 lender partners can offer it to you. It's perhaps you're not a traditional borrower, not a W-2 wage earner. Perhaps you need to have a seasoning on money that was gifted to you by somebody. Perhaps you needed to have, I don't know, a reverse mortgage done for someone in your family who needs this, who's 62 years and above. These type of products we can't offer as a direct lender, but we can offer them through some great people and great lenders out there in the marketplace. So let's go through the top five reasons that you'd want to refinance today. And how is that going to help you? It'll spice it up. It'll say, hey, yeah, maybe that's the best way to do. Because what we know now is that the equity in your home has been growing 10 to 12% a year for the past 3 to 4 years. Now, what that means in the metropolitan areas is that what we've got is a very tight marketplace. But in the rural areas, it means that you've gone from that property where you owed $300,000, it was worth $150,000. Well, if it's going up 10% a year, hey, maybe now you have $200,000 or $215,000, $220,000. So really, you're only $80,000 underwater. Are there programs out there that can help me do that? Well, yes, there are. There are a number of programs that can help you, and we want to be able to take advantages. There's the HARP program. Obviously, everybody's aware of the home equity refinance program. Excuse me, I had a little brain meltdown there, and it happens quite a bit at my age. However, we can help you in the HARP program to be able to refinance your property and get you a better interest rate. There's also a DU Refi Plus, and those programs are offered through Freddie Mac, and they go up to 150% of equity. 150% of equity that you owe on the property rather than going to 80% equity. So if you owe 50% more than the property's worth, we can still get a loan for you to refinance your property. And that's extremely important to know. Now, obviously, the guy that was 200% underwater, well, we can't help them. But now let's say that the property's worth 220 and you owe 300 or maybe 280. We certainly can help you through that program. All right, let's go through the top five reasons. You can reimburse cash buyers. Let's say you're out there as an investor. You had money. You took advantage of the property that you could afford because you had cash in the bank. You were prudent. You were smart. You waited for the down to where the properties were the cheapest so that you could go out and buy it. You bought cash because that was the way that you can secure that you got the property. Well, now you're property rich, cash poor. How can you take advantage of the equity in your property? Well, that's what we're talking about. You can reimburse you, the cash buyer. Maybe you get 50% of your money out of the deal. Okay, there's four others. You can ditch your mortgage insurance. You can take a bite out of tuition costs, lower retirement living costs, or refinance vacation homes. And taking the money out of your house to do many things. To fix up your house for future sale. To fix up your house because you want to rent it out because you want to move to a bigger and better house. To be able to help someone get through school, college, advanced degree, so that they're not saddled with huge debts, or to be able to help someone who may be sick in the household or who needs long-term medical care, who is a grandmother, grandfather, father, mother, somebody, brother, like in my situation. And there are many other reasons that you would need money. If you needed to do some historical event in your family that you've never done before, like we're having a reunion in 2015. We had to plan it for 2 years away. And it's going to cost because we have to, you know, we have family members that we want to bring out here, and it'd be 40, 50, 60 of us, and some of them are elderly and need special care. We need to block hotel rooms. Well, this is another great event. I mean, obviously, you're not going to do this every year. You do, we do it, I think the last one we did was 2001. So this is going to be, you know, 14, 15 years later, we want to do it again. Another great reason to take money out of your house, to be able to afford, to be able to give back, to be able to have that sense of family, the continuation from one generation to the next. Because let's face it, we're of the age right now where I'm almost 60, you know, and then 62, I can get my reverse mortgage. 65 is the retirement age. So my brothers and sisters and I, we're trying to keep the family together. And so that's another reason why you might want to take money out of your house for a refinance. Whatever your particular needs are, whatever your particular wants are, whatever particular avenue that you need to be able to figure, I need to refinance my property. Now, you may be thinking, why would I refinance my property when I have a 3.5% rate at 30 years and my payments are minuscule? Well, because we're also a correspondent lender, we have some advantages over mortgage brokers in pricing your loan. So give us a call at 888-713-2929 and let us talk to you about how we can structure what you need to be able to get you the lowest monthly payment and get you that family reunion, that hike up Mount Everest, helping the loved one, or sending a grandchildren or a child off to college, or maybe putting yourself through school, or maybe fixing up your house to be able to rent it out, or possibly sell it later for more money. These are great reasons to do a refinance property. And in order to be able to do that, we need to talk to you so that we understand your financial conditions. We need to talk to you about what your goals are and how you want to be able to use the money. And doing all of this is a way by which we make sure that you're not getting in over your head. Nobody wants somebody to 2-3 years from now say, hey, I shouldn't have bought that house or that vacation or whatever it is. You know, nobody wants to get into that situation. So what we do, we look at your employment situation. We look at how stable your employment situation is. Now,
we're going to hit upon these topics throughout the show. My name is Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. 888-713-2929. Really excited about this show, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For more on today's topic, visit MalibuFunding.net. MalibuFunding.net. We'll be right back with more on AM 1220 KDOW. Welcome back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Barton with your voice in the mortgage industry, 888-713-2929. Malibu Funding Inc. is the company I work for, and today I'm really happy that we have with us Ken Kessler of Old Republic Title. Hi, Kenny.
Hello, Jeff. It's good to be here.
Hey, thank you very much. You know, just off air, we were talking about countries around the world that do not have title insurance, And in the United States, it is so automatic that your property is insured and that you have clear title. It's not that way in most countries around the world. You were talking about your wife from Cuba, right?
Absolutely. Well, my wife left Cuba just after Castro took over. So her family owned the property prior. So
right.
Now the government owns all property there.
Right, as in most communist countries now or in the past, and when the transition takes place either in Cuba or has in Eastern Europe or wherever else it is, how do you determine who has a lien against the property?
Well, for him to get ownership back, I would assume he would have to show the deed prior to 1960 that he owned. My father-in-law owned that property prior to 1960 when Castro took over.
Okay, and I also know that in Mexico, for instance, the title insurance has just been issued in the last decade. Before that, there was no title insurance.
Right. Many Americans moved down to Ensenada or resort areas. They purchased land, and they've lost it since then because they bought it illegally from the wrong individual. And then the real owner steps forward and said, hey, I'm sorry, Mr. Barton, you purchased this 10 years ago. It's really my property. You have to get off it now.
That's correct. And I know that in Mexico, for instance, I do too have friends that have bought property there. It's also you have to own it in a corporation with a Mexican national on as an officer or owner of part of the corporation,
right?
Something like that, right?
The Mexican national has to be on title, if you will, to own property down there. Prior to all that, it was only a 99-year lease. So if I found property I wanted to purchase, I couldn't really purchase it. I had a 99-year lease on it down, let's say,
right.
in Cancun.
Right. Okay. So title insurance, what is it? Why do you need it? And why is it a luxury in the United States that you can get it fairly easily?
Well, let's start with without title insurance, no transaction will close, plain and simple. If you're buying, you're selling, you're refinancing, title insurance must be on the transaction. Title insurance essentially, we check for what we call clouds on title, meaning are there any liens, mechanics liens, tax liens, federal liens. And we want to make sure that they go with the property, first of all.
Right.
We want to make sure that these are cleared before the ownership goes from one person to another.
Okay, you say cleared. What you mean is that there are no liens.
Right.
Let's say that there's a lien.
A mechanics lien from Sears.
A mechanics lien, right, exactly right.
So if there's a mechanics lien from Sears, we want to make sure that it's paid, and then if it's paid, we got to reconvey it. We take it off. The vesting.
Okay. Also, I know that there are relatives who fight about a property willed to them, either from a parent or a cousin, and all of a sudden there's several people fighting for the actual property. Maybe there wasn't a will, what they call intestate, and all of a sudden they don't know who owns the property. So you're saying that they can't get a loan or pass title cleanly without all that sorted out. You can't
exactly.
give them title insurance.
No, we cannot. If an individual dies, then it goes to probate, and the courts will decide who gets title. Most people will have a will, and in the will, they will designate who's supposed to get the property. They're also allowed to say, hey, I have four children. Each one could have 25% interest in the property.
I see. Okay, 888-713-2929. Call up right now and ask Kenny. I'm Jeff Barton with your voice in the mortgage industry. Okay, this is very interesting because the title insurance that you provide on both refinance, on purchase, on interfamily transfer, I assume that it's pretty easy to get if you have clear title.
Right.
And the cost is regulated, am I right?
Right. We have to file all our rates with the Department of Insurance, and whatever rates we file, we have to charge.
And in California, that is run by the insurance commissioner,
yeah, we're
right?
under what we call DOI, Department of Insurance.
Okay, very good. And I know that your company is competitive with all the other companies out there, correct?
Right. Some are maybe $10 higher, some are $20 lower, but they're all pretty much close, similar in pricing. Because if one was much lower, then everyone would go that way. But
now, when you get title insurance, this insurance says that you own the title, and if anybody comes after you for your ownership, you are insured so that the insurance company will, what ends up happening?
Well, they'll pay out the claim of whatever you purchased it for, if there's a claim. And remember, there's two different types of policies. Well, let me start out with a transaction. If I'm selling my house,
right.
There's a seller's policy, which I have, and there's a buyer's policy, which whoever's buying my house. So an example
And the buyer's policy is for the bank that's
right.
loaning the money.
Exactly. I was just going to say, so if my house is being sold for $1 million, my policy is based on $1 million. And if you're buying my house and you put $500,000 down, the buyer's policy is based on the loan amount. So that's
$500,000 loan amount.
So there's two policies on the transaction, whereas on a refi, it's just one simple policy.
With the bank, obviously.
With the bank, obviously. And it's less expensive than a sale.
Now, usually the seller will pay for the seller's policy,
correct,
right?
And the buyer will pay for their policy.
Okay, and the buyer...
Sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes it'll be negotiated.
Of course, that's the beauty of real estate. Everything's in negotiation. But traditionally, both up in the Bay Area, where the show's being broadcast today, or in other parts of the country, usually the seller will pay for that expense.
Exactly.
And they're insuring the property for the buyer, and the buyer is insuring the loan for the bank.
Correct. And I hope you know Northern California works a little bit different than Southern California when it comes to title and escrow.
Yes, I do know that. Most of it's held by one company like Tycor or your company particularly.
Right.
Where are your offices up there? You got them.
They're
all
on
over.
Montgomery Street. They're all over. We're a huge company.
Oh, but, yes. I know you are. I know. And Kenny has been doing, full disclosure, Kenny's been our title rep here for a number of years, and we're happy with the service, happy with what they do for us. For us, title insurance and making sure that title insurance happens for the loan is, you can't do a loan without it.
No.
I mean, the bank won't loan the money without insurance on, because basically what they're saying is, hey, if you can't insure the property, how are we going to insure our money?
Right.
Because the lien against the property is the insurance for the money. And if somebody else is claiming they own it, well, now all of a sudden my lien position goes from one to none.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Down here, no transaction will be done without title insurance on it.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
Okay, very good. All right, so how long have you been in the business?
I've only been in about 3.5-4 years.
Okay, very good. How do you like the business?
I love it. I get a chance to work with people I like. I don't have set hours. I go wherever I want. My territory is Beverly Hills and Malibu, so can't have worse territories than that.
So you work down here in where we're recording the show today, down in the Southern California area.
Right.
But your company works both Northern California, Southern California, nationally,
My company is across the United States of America.
Okay, so if you have title insurance, title issues, if you have some questions for Kenny, 888-713-2929. I'm Jeff Barton. Make sure you give us a call now so that we can get the questions answered. Or if you want to go to the website, www.malibufunding.net, you can certainly email us at info@malibufunding.net as well.
I was going to mention there's two different types of policies. There's a CLAT and an ALTA policy.
Okay, what's the difference?
The ALTA policy gives you a lot more coverage, but it could only be taken out on individuals and on residential property. The CLAT policy, it can cover anything, but ALTA is only for individuals and residential. It can't take it out on a vacant lot. You can't take it out on commercial. You can't take it out in an LLC.
Okay.
If an LLC is purchasing a property, ALTA can't be used.
Now, I've been in a real estate transaction recently where the property line was a problem. There was a dispute over exactly where the property line was. And if that dispute is, obviously, it's recorded, there are exact measurements, meets and bounds that can be used. You insure property lines as well?
Yes.
Okay. So if we were to, what policy is that?
That would be, I'm sure, the ALTA. It's more extensive than the CLAT.
Okay.
And as long as it's a residential property.
This is a residential property where there was some dispute, and what happened is they removed the property boundary and let the new buyer take care of it. But basically, the insurance on the property line said that, no, this is insured, so if there's ever a dispute, you guys would step in and be able to, if there was a claim, be able to handle.
Right. The ALTA policy should cover that.
Now, do you guys step up in terms of if there is a claim, how do you handle that? Do you just pay it off? Do you get lawyers? Do you fight it out in court? I mean, how does it normally work?
Well, I don't want to toot Old Republic's horn, but traditionally they're one of the better companies when it comes to a claim. And I'll tell you why. Old Republic takes the point of view that if we do all the work, we check everything out, we do inspections, like on that property, we would do an inspection.
Right.
If we do all the work and we see there's no problems, and we insure the transaction, if there's a claim, usually Old Republic will just pay the claim.
And let's be honest.
Move
on. How often are there claims?
Yeah, to be honest,
never.
Very few claims.
Very few claims. And I would say that that's one of the benefits of buying property in the U.S. is that title is so computerized. The trail of ownership over the last, whatever, is really secure, and so you can be sure if you get title insurance, your property is very secure. Kenny, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Really
anytime.
Appreciate it. Give us a call at 888-713-2929. I'm Jeff Barton, www.malibufunding.net. Call us with your title issues, your problems, and your loan issues, and we'll be right back.
This is The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For questions or comments, send email to info@malibufunding.net. Don't go away. The Mortgage Voice will return in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW. Now back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
We are at the point in the program where we are going to take questions from our social media department. Facebook, Twitter, emails, anything we might have gotten from you from an online source. Let's see. Jemmy or Gemma, I'm sorry, I'm butchering the name here, writes, the FHA mortgage insurance is killing me. What can I do about it? Yep, you and everybody else who got an FHA loan in the last 3 to 5 years, you, when you got the loan, you probably got it because you didn't have enough down payment for the house. As everyone knows, in the marketplace, a 3.5% down payment is what FHA, the requirement. So you got a great job. You can make the mortgage payment on a monthly basis. However, the difficulty that you're finding is that you do not have a 20% down payment or a 10% down payment. So what you've got to do is, in order to get into a house, in order to get out of that rental situation that is just month after month money going down the drain to the landlord, you want to get into the FHA. So you got into an FHA product. Well, in order to get into the FHA product, there's an upfront fee of 1.75%. And that's the fee just to get the FHA mortgage. And then I believe it's 1.55%. I wish the mortgage doctor was here. He'd be able to quote it for me directly. I just don't know what it is this month. And it's a little bit different in different parts of the country and different programs. But that's added on to your monthly payment. So in order to qualify for a mortgage, as you all know, you need a debt-to-income ratio. How much money do I make? How much money do I spend in my bills every month? And that ratio is going to determine how much money you can borrow. Well, if you add on top of that the mortgage insurance premium, which is a point and a half a year, which is, you know, quite significant in terms of dollars that you're going to have to add on to mortgage, hundreds of dollars, you want to get rid of that payment because, really, that's just money out the window. So usually what happens is when we see a customer like that who comes to us and says, look, I want to get rid of my mortgage insurance payment, we instantly want to know what the value of the house is. We use third-party evaluation companies, appraisal companies, in order to determine that. But certainly you out there, Gemma or Jemmy, can go right to the Zillow or Trujillo or any number of sites and get a ballpark figure of what you think your house is worth. Let's say you bought it 2-3 years ago. Well, we know in the Bay Area up here in San Jose and Oakland and San Francisco, prices have been skyrocketing. Even down in Southern California and in NoCal, down in San Diego area, certainly in a lot of areas in Southern California, the prices to what we're talking about in those areas have really gone up 10-15% a year in some areas. So it's quite possible that when you got into this purchase at 3.5% down, you now have 20% equity, which would mean, of course, that you can refi out of this, and you can, obviously, if you have the same job and your income is steady and you haven't overtaxed your credit cards, then you probably have pretty good credit, probably have great income, and now that you have approaching or greater than 20% equity, just because of the rising tides in the market, you can absolutely refi this property. And refiing the property would get rid of that mortgage insurance payment, which could be $300-$500 a month, just depending on the size of your mortgage. So yes, give us a call. We can get you out of that mortgage and into a fixed rate product, which will really benefit you in the long run in terms of both saving you some money and getting you into fixed rate, which can be a constant payment over the next 20 years. So give us a call. Let's see. We have an email, which is, of course, for old school people like myself, from Alicia, that we will get to probably in the next show. I've just gotten a little nod from my producer that we're running late on the segment, so we're going to be going to commercial break. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry, and make sure you give us a call, 888-713-2929. MalibuFunding.net is our website.
For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@MalibuFunding.net. And stick around for more of The Mortgage Voice on AM 1220 KDOW. Welcome back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome, this is Jeff Barton for Malibu Fundings, Inc., your voice in the mortgage industry. I am Jeff Barton, and with me today, I'm very excited, is Rex Dungan. Rex, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Great. Excellent. Rex is an appraisal and runs an appraisal company. I don't know if you run the company, you own the company?
I wish I owned it. I'd make more money. It's an appraisal management company. I'm the chief appraiser.
Okay, excellent. And one thing that everybody in the market wants to know is, how much is my house worth? Isn't that the number one question? Anybody you run into, you tell them what you do, what do they ask you?
Oh, absolutely. They will say, hey, I live over so-and-so. What's happening in the market?
Exactly right. Now, as you all know, we're up in the Bay Area, San Jose, Oakland, and San Francisco. Prices are exploding there. We also work down in Southern California as well as a number of different states. Our telephone number is 888-713-2929. If you want to get a hold of Rex right now and ask him what your house is worth, well, maybe that's not the best thing to do, but you can call us and get involved with the show. Just ask about appraisals in general and how the process works. So interestingly enough, just off air, we were talking about Rex's opinion of house prices, what they're going to be both nationally. His company, which is, what's the name of your company?
Trends Appraisal Management.
That's right, Trends Appraisal Management. And they're going national. They're acquiring other company now in order to spread their wings and obviously pick up a lot more area in total. And you will be nationwide, is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, that's great. Awesome, actually, because you're going to have your fingers on the pulse. We want to have Rex back a number of times so that we can make sure that we both understand not only the appraisals, but the national picture in prices. So two things here. One, process, what my house is worth. But more interestingly to me was your prognostication of the market and what it's going to happen not only now in the next 6 to 8 months, but certainly a year from now. Just to jump right into that quickly, because I think everybody wants to know, where's the market headed? What's your opinion?
Well, you know, my opinion is, as things are cyclical, and anybody that's been in the industry for any period of time, you know, recognize the you know, the lows and the highs.
Of course.
And with those are reasons why we go low, why we go high. You know, lately the market has improved from 2010 forward, and we've seen a fair stagnation right now in the market. Rates are still good, inventory is down, but the real tell, I believe, right, is that institutions out there, lending institutions, banks, et cetera, you know, they're pretty fat with cash, and there's a lot of things that need to happen. They need to start moving some of that. They need to get some cash flow happening. Rates are going to continue to stay down.
Do you think that's artificially induced? I know it's a little off topic, but
You know, that is another topic.
Right, exactly. You know? No, we hit upon it on the last show. It's just, you know, with the Fed buying what they're buying, either mortgage back or through the inventory, to keep prices down. I mean, we have a constant debate on that. But your opinion is?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the Fed's got involved. You know, I told you this earlier. In 2007, I wrote a book called 42 Hands in Your Pocket.
Right.
And in that book, we predicted an approximate 5 million foreclosures were going to take place over that next 5 years. And I'm not positive where they're at now, but we've surpassed the number.
Well, you're past that.
Yeah, we've gone way past it. It was a prediction. And the Feds did get overly involved, is the opinion. And, of course, there are camps that are, you know, variable to that, you know, thought, as in whether they should have gotten as involved. But the reality of it is that those numbers have dropped substantially. We're already seeing states with terrific reductions in foreclosure starts. There's only a couple of states that are still moving upward in that category.
Right.
And for that, you know, we're seeing a lot of confidence take place out in the buyer market, because with even though with the reduced inventory that we have right now,
right,
The buyers are still out there. The properties that are available are receiving multiple offers, which
absolutely
means that so that that buyer pool, that entry level is there, the next step up level is there, and we've reached that affordability index.
Okay, let's talk for a second about the process. I know a lot of people who are listening in the Bay Area are going to say, okay, I want to go buy a house or I want to sell my house, so I want to know what it's worth. Mm-hmm. You, as a chief appraiser for your company, would go into a property and view it both as to the condition of the property and as to the comparable solds in the area. Is that something about what you do?
Well, yeah. I mean, the purpose of an appraisal is to establish a fair market value, typically. For all intent and purpose. In the industry that we're in, we're there to tell a bank, per se.
Right.
If you're going to lend money on this house and you foreclose on it tomorrow, here's what you're going to be able to sell it for tomorrow. Without a lot of absorption time, without a lot of downtime, without a lot of waiting, this is going to be the fair price tomorrow. Now, when we do an appraisal on a home, depends on the type of loan and what if they're refinancing or they're buying.
Okay.
There are approaches and perspectives that are going to bring two totally different numbers. So when we say, yeah, we're looking at what's sold in the market mm-hmm. to help determine what it's worth, well, that's to tell us, yes, this has been proven to be a solid price at this amount based on these sales. But then you also have to look at what's available and what the competition presents. So if I had to sell this home tomorrow, whom am I competing against? That being other listings. You know, and if those listings support a higher pricing or value or, you know, cost to a buyer than what has been established by previous sales, you know, then we're going to lean towards the higher end of that price spectrum because we're in a move-up market right now.
Okay, so a lot of people will go to Zillow or go to Trujillo or go to a number of these websites and they'll just click on a button and go, okay, here's my house, and that took about 30 seconds. Now, that's obviously a gross misunderstanding of the appraisal process, but how do you convince either a buyer or a seller or a refinance person that the information that they're going to get from these type of websites are probably inaccurate or at best case, guess?
I guess the operative word there is convince.
Right.
I don't know that we can convince them unless right. they actually take the step to move forward with having their home professionally appraised,
right,
or even to have a real estate agent come out and give them a fair market analysis of what's going on in their market. The nuances of every single market, vary so widely across even California, Northern California.
Of course.
That, you know, when a Zillow, for example, comes in, you know, the unfortunate side to those estimates that are given, they don't take into account when they look at sales. They only average the numbers. They don't take into account the upgrades that are done to particular homes. They don't take into account the lot sizes. They don't take into account the amenities such as pools and solar systems or site influence that maybe they back to a freeway or they have a view of the ocean. So, you know, they're taking an averaging across the board of what's out there. So, you know, fundamentally, you know, Zillow puts out an average, but for someone to go on there and expect that their home value is consistent with what Zillow is predicting based on those averages, it's not realistic.
And I agree with that. I think every seller out there in the marketplace is going to say, well, my house is better because of this. And I'm going to look at Zillow and I'm going to say, well, that's just the average, but my house, I got a pool, I got a better deck, I just redid my kitchen. Well, some of these things can be detractors. I know that in the neck of the woods where I used to live, if you had a pool, nobody wanted a pool. So it actually took away from the price of the house.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So the individual person, yourself or someone from your company that just goes out and looks at the property and determines, okay, this is the neighborhood, this is what the neighborhood demands, and this particular amenity is either going to add or subtract. Now, I heard, you tell me if this is wrong. I heard that based on comparables, the variation of the condition of the property will only be about 15% at its max.
Well, there again, we're talking about preferred guidelines that exist within Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Okay, this is not like some slept on. This is in the Fannie Mae guidelines.
Well, it's not so much it's a preferential percentage, and actually the line item percentage of variable they like to see is 10%.
I see.
15% when you talk about an overall net when you consider all the variables with a given property as it relates to a subject property, you know, we like to see a net adjustment of maybe no more than 15% and an overall gross adjustment of no more than 25%. But okay, that doesn't mean that you can't go outside of those parameters, but they're looking for you to try and stay within those to be more consistent with identical property or comparisons.
Give me the top four of let's say I'm selling my house and I want to prepare it for sale and I want to sell it in the spring or whenever the best time to put it on the market, which I assume is the spring. That's when I seem to see most of the properties come on the market. Is it roof? Is it kitchen? Is it bathrooms? I mean, what are the top four that would get the best appraisal? I mean, just as an opinion.
All right. Well, the things that are probably going to carry the greatest weight in influencing an appraisal.
Right.
Certainly the appearance of a kitchen, the appearance of a bathroom, the appearance of the exterior of the home, what we call curb appeal, those are all going to make a big difference.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so you got your top four, and this is great. I'm really appreciative that Rex came in. We're going to have him back on the show. This is a part of what we're trying to do is to give an overall view of the real estate market, the real estate business, how you can improve your house, and make sure about the funding. You call 888-713-2929. MalibuFunding.net is our website. I'm Jeff Barton, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For more on today's topic, visit MalibuFunding.net. MalibuFunding.net. We'll be right back with more on AM 1220 KDOW. Now back to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Great show today. And I want to thank Ken Kessler and Rex Dungan for coming in. A lot of very interesting points. When we were talking to Kenny just about mortgage insurance and how in other countries, it isn't like it is here. I mean, we get used to things in this country as if they exist everywhere. Well, they don't. And mortgage insurance is one of the keys to making sure that when you buy a property and you die, that that property can be inherited by your heirs or your spouse without encumbrance upon title. I know that in other countries, it's not like that. So to understand that that's what you're paying for when you're doing a refinance or you're doing a purchase on your property, whether it's coming from the seller, you the seller, or the seller's paying for it for you, the buyer, or you're paying it on the loan, that is a luxury that just isn't out there in other places. I also want to thank Rex. Rex did a great job describing, and he's got a great voice. He's very reassuring. So when you're listening, when I was interviewing him, just thinking, okay, I would trust this guy to come in and value my property at a very reasonable amount. And the way he talked about how the variances of one property to another property and what are the tolerances. I mean, I had it in my head as 15%, 15%. And he came in and said, well, here's what we do. Yes, that is a HUD guideline, but this is really what we're looking at and how we value the property. So that the guy on the corner who has the rundown, beat up property and the guy who has the most beautifully kept property and redone property, that there are tolerances and differences and why that is. It was very interesting, really good. We also talked to you about your financial situation. Obviously, feeling good about having equity in your property. Hey, when you don't have equity in your property and you're paying, it's like paying for that old car 5 years old and you still got that 60-month note that you're paying and you're looking at it going, you know, every month I'm making that $150 payment, that car is worth less. You just don't feel like paying for it anymore because you know the value of the car is going down, just the way it is in the car business. However, in the real estate business, it is up and down. In currently what we're experiencing in California, Northern California, Southern California, and locale down where San Diego is we are seeing a resurgence in prices where you would get 40 to 50 miles from the ocean inland. Prices are going up exponentially, and every year, we're hoping that the price increases slow down a little bit because inflation in the housing market is what causes the bubble, which causes people to get crazy about overbidding and overpaying for houses that they can't afford. So what we would like to see is, you know, 3 to 5% a year. That's what I'd like to see because that's sustainable. 15, 20% a year, no, that's not sustainable. I remember back in the day, it was 10% a month. It was insane. So what we'd like to see, obviously, right now is a return to a more normal set of circumstances and that the property values in your particular area, in your particular town, that are more stable. 5 to 6%. We've been going up anywhere from 10 to 15% in certain areas in California. And as I said, that is really driving the real estate market. So in the refinance, when you're thinking about refinancing, when you're thinking about what that is for you, give us a call at 888-713-2929. We'd love feedback, by the way. Make sure you can give us a call even after the show. We've got people manning the phones a lot. 888-713-2929. I'm Jeff Barton, of course. My partner, Arby Abramian, who is the mortgage doctor, can write you your mortgage prescription. You can ask for either one of us or just go to the website and you can see, you know, there's a number 20, 30 different loan officers, which are all licensed through the NMLS, through the BRE here in California. We're excited to be in the marketplace. We're excited to be up here in the Bay Area. We're going to be bringing some local color to the show by bringing on some local realtors, local experts that can help you. We're also going to bring in a couple of designers to help the marketplace understand staging your home for sale, which I think is extremely important. The, you know, one house staged a way versus the way that I would think. I don't know anything. I mean, if you came into my house, I'd be shoved up against the wall and stacked up in big piles. And I'm going, hey, it looks neat. Well, of course, I don't know anything. So we're looking forward to having Brendan come in. And he's a guy I've known for a number of years and has done a lot of work with celebrities, both in the Bay Area and down in Southern California. So we're going to have him on in the future, and we're very excited about that as well. I know that in talking about refinances or purchases or what's happening in the local market, the most important thing to understand is you've got to find people that you trust to work with. And part of what we try to do on the radio show is give you a broad range of issues and topics and information so that you can see, look, we're more interested in having you be educated because we know the more that the audience or the consumer or the buyer and seller or the person who needs a refinance on their house, the more you know, the better you're going to trust us because we're not the type of people that want to hide things from you. It's just easier to be upfront and open, and that's the kind of person I am, both personally and as a professional. I know that in our industry, in either the buying and selling of properties or doing mortgages, it's not always been like that. But if you do give us a call, make sure that you either talk to me personally, you talk to RB, you talk to anybody in the company that you want to, so that we can get you the information to be able to help you decide what you want to do and then execute what you want to do to get you to the solution that you need. Okay, I really appreciate you listening. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll see you next time.
This has been The Mortgage Voice with veteran mortgage broker Jeff Barton of Malibu Funding Incorporated. For more information, visit MalibuFunding.net, where you'll find a podcast of this program, along with past programs. You can also email Jeff Barton directly at info@MalibuFunding.net. And be sure to join us again next week at this time for The Mortgage Voice.
Jeff Barton, NMLS number 7968, and Malibu Funding, Inc., NMLS number 79620, are an equal housing lender. APR and ARM interest rates and loan options are subject to change based on market conditions and borrower eligibility. Call for additional information. Other restrictions may apply. For our latest offers, contact Malibu Funding at 1-888-713-2929, or for further information, go to MalibuFunding.net.